Man was not created for acquiring fortunes or for building buildings. Hence, one should seek everything that will bring one to learn the wisdom how to love. So then, the eyes of his heart will open wide and a different spirit will be renewed within him. Baal HaSulam, preface to book. Introduction to Panim Meirot U'Masmirot. Dear friends, such a great gratefulness for this powerful moment. The women, the feminine force from all over the world, it is so taken for granted. We are so thankful and blessing the whole woman clique of the world. Please, ladies, take a look of yourself on the screens, how great you are. How connected can we be? Our dearest Rav is leading us with so much love to the entrance of the spiritual world. He's preparing us so intensively like a true father. Let's hear him. Faith above reason is exactly seeing the reality as the Creator is seeing it. We see inside the reason, our egoistic reason, that was on purpose, that created this way, that artificially we are exist this way and percept the reality in our ego that he created. I've created evil inclination, that is called. And faith above reason is we rise ourselves to the level of bestowal, to the level of bina. So we enter the sight to the Creator's world, the way he sees the reality, the way he feels the reality. Therefore, it is not that we are lying to ourselves, that we are as if are in a state, in an unnatural state, but just the opposite. We are in the true world that is called the world of truth, that we do see ourselves in the Creator's world, seeing things as he sees them. So faith above reason is that level, the quality of bina, quality of bestowal, the Creator's quality. And we are entering this quality. And to us it is called faith above reason because reason is the ego reason, and the faith, it is called the bina level, the level of bestowal, level of the Creator. So it is not that we are as if trying to be not true, unreal, but just the opposite. Through that we are reaching the world of truth, which is not corrupted by our ego. We see ourselves in the Creator's world. We want today to have the focus group, the women of Great Italy, our beloved women. We will go to an active workshop. And the question is, how do we use faith above reason in order to connect into one woman, to this one Malchut? Again, how do we use faith above reason in order to connect to one woman, to the one Malchut? Please, dearest. By accepting the friends as they are, we see all their qualities in a positive way and beautiful, the connection that there is between them, and to see what we do not like and that we should correct. We are one woman with one desire to reach the Creator. woman has the ability to expand her concern, what she's feeling towards the kids and towards the whole humanity. So it's this minute, this moment, to feel this urgency. There is no time at all. It is all in our hands. We should connect between us and in every minute with this deficiency to the Creator. We should give the effort, the greatest effort, in order to reveal in each minute, in each state. And from this place, we can ask the Creator for His help. And in this mutual prayer, we are one woman. Yes, in this mutual prayer to ask from the Creator every day, every minute, every meeting to connect. Because only through our connection in the ten, in our annulment, we can turn into one woman connected with this heat, with this warmth of the love of the ten. This way we can give contentment to the upper. We should ask from the Creator. We should give the Creator and ask the ability to look at every friend from the eyes of the heart, to feel each friend all over the world. She is the representative of the Creator on this earth. Each woman has the ability to turn this strength to something real and for all humanity. This we can do together, only together, above reason, with these eyes of the heart. With lots of love and thankfulness, we can use these eyes.
Like you, I wanna see like you, I want to feel what you feel. I wanna sing to you, I want to cling to you, I want.
Now we are in a state of concealment, in the opposite form from the Creator, very dark. We do not understand and do not feel and do not know nothing about ourselves. We should do here in this state all kinds of actions in order to rise to the true state. Rav Michael Eitman, the 23rd of June. The point when where connection starts, that's a crucial point that we should connect, otherwise the world is lost. If women do not connect, the world is lost. This is something that should really be the inner feeling of a woman. And men cannot do nothing to help the woman. The women, as the women give birth, she's taking care of the house, she's taking care of the kids, she's concerned of the future. She should understand that if she does not connect with other women and taking care of the world only through connection, connection is enough. Afterwards, you shouldn't take care of the world, do some revelations. Only connection of women changes the world. Remember, you shouldn't do nothing but that. The connection between nukvas is taking care of the whole world, the whole crisis, because the crisis is a crisis between women, not between men. Between the malchuts, one malchut was crushed into many malchuts. Therefore, we should connect between them, and then the correction will be. Women should know that very good, and then we will have a chance to reach the correction of the world. We heard very strong things from our dearest Rav. We want to learn to amplify that. We will do a trip now from continent to continent in order to connect all the hearts into one heart. Dearest friends from all over the world, let's ask the connection between us. Let's imagine this state where we are all connected. We will start in Europe. Great friends from Europe, please put your hearts on the screen. Full of love. Please, Laura Lisi from the Italy group.
Si deve alzare questa.
Should I? We should raise this prayer from all of us in a united way, because we as women, we have the ability to feel the importance of life, of our children, beyond the importance of our own life. So this unity between all the women of the world, we should build that and ask from the Creator to hear us. So the correction will come above the importance of our own life, and we should truly feel that this is our role, together, unite, educate the world, and to bring it, the correction to it, the equivalence of form with the Creator.
Africa.
Friends of Africa.
Can you hear me? So in Africa, we have a term called Ubuntu, which means I am because you are. And in the villages of Africa, there is connection between women, and this needs to be expanded to the entire humanity. And what we see here is joy and connection in bringing and producing for the village. So this is what we need to do. We need to contribute to each other, lift each other, honor each other, and praise each other, thereby bringing contentment to one another and to the Creator. Thank you.
Thank you, Delis from Africa.
And I feel that alone, I am not able to do anything for the whole world. I just feel the needs, the desires, but I'm not able to do anything. But if I connect with my friends, and I am really able to connect with my friends, I really feel them. So together, we can make changes. We can feel the desires of the world. We can give love. We can receive love. We can give happiness. So the world will be fulfilled and much happier and much loved. And yes, together we can.
Australia and Asia, the friends from Australia and Asia, please raise your hearts to the screens full of love. Ruhama, please.
We are imagining this state of above reason where we are all connected. And our connection is an extension of the Creator, of Creator's quality, that we are reaching to the world, where we will communicate through our hearts and filling each other's needs, and in this state, we are totally dedicated and focused on our responsibility of spreading the wisdom of bestow to humanity as one united woman, as one mother to the world.
למען אחי ורעי, למען אחי ורעי, למען אחי, אחי ורעי, אדברה נא שלום בא, למען בית השם אלוקינו, אבא השתו למען החי ורעי, למען החי ורעי, למען החי, החי ורעי, אדברה נא שלום.
חברות יקרות ואהובות, וואו, איזה ישיבת חברות, מרגשת, מרוממת ומחממת את הלב.
Dear beloved friends, what an exciting gathering of friends. The study material was changed. It will not be faith above reason. We are thankful for the content team that preparing every week. Today in the last part of the morning or a lesson, Rav answered the questions of women, and in order for us to connect as one women kli, we will watch this last part of the woman of the lesson together. This part is 21 minutes, so please we will and we will do a workshop about the points that Rav is saying. So please, friends, as one united kli, please.
Doesn't matter how I got it, but I got these women's questions and I want to answer, and also for the men to listen, for the men to hear, and also that will answer them together. The women's questions are extremely important, as always, because a woman is the center of creation, one way or another. Internal woman, external woman, it's good for us to listen and hear the answers to their questions. So we have 8 questions. That's it? This is what they prepared. Rob, probably they sorted them. Okay. Amit, first question from Israel. On the lesson this week, you said that unless women come together, that if women will not come together, the world is doomed. What is the connection between women? How can we depict it? Rob, we can't depict it. First and foremost, we understand that it is impossible to depict the connection between women because each and every woman is a world in and of itself, an entire world, every woman. And this is a very good example that If we look at how women behave, if we feel their behavior, feel how women are, no woman can think about any other woman. She exists in and of herself. And this is a very good and truthful example of how each and every part is after the shattering of the vessels. This is how the general kli broke. That all of it is nukva, malchut. When the malchut disconnects from the man, the zranpin, this is how it's divided into different parts, and no part feels any other part, can't connect. Can't, but only under external problems or for some big goal or something, then they can be connected, but only for a certain period of time. If a man connects to a woman, immediately she leaves her friends, lets go of them, and connects to him. That's nature. It's clear to everyone. What I'm saying here is pretty trivial. So we have to understand that we have to help women advance in their development. And the question was, Amit, the question was, this week you said that unless women unite, the world is doomed. Rav, so the connection between women is the measure to which we give them support on part of the men in order to strengthen them so that they will be connected between them because we need their connection. Now, Amit, but there is the matter of women's bonding, suppose in more tribal societies where women in the past, they were Rav, no, that's only in certain ceremonies, but not by nature. I mean, so what about the entire matriarchal societies that caused big revolutions in the world? Dr. Leitman, this was truly matriarchal in the past, that women, they controlled reality. But again, but if there was a connection between them, it was only by force that this is a woman, and you know what? We even see it on animals. There are such animals that where not the male, but the female, she controls the flock or the herd. But there's no point in talking about it because it won't really help us. We have to know that we have to strengthen women for them to take care of dissemination. That's it. Their connection can be only around dissemination, and that through us will cause them to connect. Amit, a question from Mexico. You give us an example that women give birth to a new state. How does a woman give birth in spirituality? Rav, the degree of Bina that's included in our deficiencies, that all of us as a group of men enter our connection and the upper desire, which is entirely Bina, which is entirely in order to bestow, we adhere to our desire to connect with one another, and by that we generate a desire to bestow of our own, and then our desire to bestow to the measure to which it is an equivalence of form with the desire of Bina, of the upper mother, then we become included in Ima Ila'a, and by that we start growing as an embryo. And in us start to grow bigger and bigger desires, and by that we become more and more connected with one another and more suited to Ima. And this is how the months of pregnancy are. Amit, another question about birth from New York. Corporeal birth, which is an uneasy event, along with it, there's a clear feeling that a woman has to do it, and that regardless what, she'll have the strength to go through it. How to develop such a feeling in the upcoming spiritual birth? Rav, but it's not we who make the spiritual birth, but it's the Creator. We're inside of Him. And He gives birth to us. It's in the Creator that we have those parts that give birth to us, the womb. This is how it is. We only have to try to be together. The more we are together, up to the point where we become as one healthy, whole complete body in the upper, then the upper, in which we reach the degree of connection of the complete root, the Shoresh Aleph Bet Gimel and Dalet of Oviut of the Shoresh, then the upper emits us, can't hold us anymore, because then we start being opposite to it. This oppositeness in which we are in relation to the root, this is what activates the labor pains, and so we come out. Amit, next question. From South America, what's the connection between women and faith above reason? Rob, every connection is vis-a-vis faith above reason, because a connection can only be in between egoistic parts above them, and faith above reason, meaning the force of bestowal over the force of reception. I mean, so women also work in faith above reason. Rob, of course, only not in such an intense way like men do. Amit, how do we develop faith above reason in the 10, women are asking? Rav, I don't think that we really have to talk about specifically about this now so we don't get confused, but we have to connect in order to feel that we're strong. I'm talking on part of the women, to feel that we're strong in relation to those measures or steps that are coming our way, that we'll have a strong organization for us to be able to help each other, that we'll want to build some place where for sure we can be together, get organized together, do everything together, because the world is going into stormy seas. That's it. So, in regard to the 10, a principal question, what does it mean to be in a 10? What exactly is a women's 10? A women's 10 are 10 women, suppose 10. Could be more, could be less. That are drawn to being together in order to help each other, in order to help their men, in order to help the world, in order to reveal in their connection along with the men, the Creator, and this way to reach a feeling of the whole complete and eternal world. Women are no less inclined toward that than men, only that they feel helpless because they have no attraction to spirituality in the same form that men do. Meaning, they don't have how to realize spirituality. Each feels that she wants, but that through the connection between them, it's possible to realize the place for spirituality that they don't have. And therefore, women suffer more than men, since they don't have the ability to realize their demand for spirituality. Men do. Go, connect, start hugging with your friends, singing together, sitting together, drinking together, eating together. Like, soon we're approaching our Souda. And so, everyone to be well off that way, to feel good. No, men don't feel that thing that women are lacking, and for women it's very important, and they don't have it. Meaning a woman is really miserable in terms of feeling that she can't realize herself without a man. And here we have to give them support. Let's be men. Let's express ourselves correctly toward the women. For them to really know how to find their anchor in us. In the general group of them, of men, we don't have to do any physical actions. But for them to know that we are as their anchor, that if they connect around us, then they really expect, and they really expect the connection, it will come. Precisely by their, from their deficiency, the correction will come from righteous women, because the chisaron is especially from the women's part. But Rav, it's unclear. What does it mean that women do not find a place for a spiritual realization? Rav, where do they have it? Amit, in the 10, don't they find the force, the male force in the 10? Rav, I'm not sure that they can already connect in a 10. It did exist in the past, like with Miriam, suppose. Moses' sister, as they came out of Egypt. But if our women are ready for it, are already doing it, I don't really feel it. Probably they didn't scrutinize this enough. They didn't scrutinize it enough yet. But it's ahead. It's still up ahead of us. Amit, what does it mean? I heard that men have to support the women's connection. Rav, it means that what we're doing in the center of our connection, it's also the center of connection of the entire Bnei Baruch, of women too. Amit, what can help me justify the Creator in terms of the good that does good? If I feel hate, even if it's hate toward separation. Rav, here you really have to be more with us on our lessons and to connect with the women. I don't see any other means. Connecting with the women and connecting to our lessons. To study some more. It's good that that's what you feel, the feeling of hate, the feeling of rejection. It's natural for a woman more than it is for a man. But accordingly, you have to advance forces in the connection. Amit, from New York, about dissemination. Can a woman leave her ten and still disseminate? Is she really disseminating or just sharing information without light if she has no 10? Rav, if she has no 10, she has to find a 10. By herself, it's not good. I have no other answer. And what does it mean that women connect through dissemination, asks Amit. Rav, now that they talk about it, that they're exchanging different, that they're sharing a device, exchanging things. And I'll be more than happy to receive these kinds of questions from women. Please send them to me through the same channels as it reached me. I'm ready. We're starting at 2:30.
Dear friends, thank you to Rav for him for answering our question. Thank you for everyone for the questions all over the world. We will now move on to our workshop questions. It will be for 10 minutes, so please pay attention. After workshop question, we will be able to share everyone from all over the world. The question is, after all we've heard from Rav about our special role of women, let's share in the 10, how do we realize our role? Again, after everything we've heard from Rav about our special role, let's share in the 10, how do we realize our role? Let's go in the workshop.
Oh, amigas, qué impresionante. Yo creo que una de las formas de poner en práctica nuestro rol es con un esfuerzo diario, es con abriendo nuestro corazón todos los días hacia nuestra decena, sentir que ahí hacemos un trabajo en común. Nos apoyamos, nos esforzamos.
To feel that we do work together, we support each other, we strengthen each other, so each of one of us can move on forward. This should be our motivation, our power. Through our efforts, we support each other. And if we support each other, we can come out to the world. We can go out with our connection, with our love, because this is what the humanity is waiting from us. So a lot of strength for everyone.
Gracias, amigas. Sí, efectivamente, es tremendo lo que acaba
de decir. Thank you, friend. Yes, definitely. This is amazing what I've just said to everyone. In one hand, in the positive, and in the other hand, it's influencing me how difficult it is. And how difficult it is to take this role, knowing that a woman is inside the will to receive of the Malchut, and that we always try to build our deficiency. We think about ourselves all the time. Maybe we need to do this work that Rav is asking us to do. Maybe we need to understand that our prayer will be for the men. Maybe we can go from Zerafin to Bina. I don't know how to pronounce this in words. I don't feel. I didn't recognize. Don't feel that women cannot do this connection. This is very difficult for me, that if we bring souls to the world, so we won't be able to feel this will to bestow. This is very complex. I'm very, very confused. But I'm sure that from the annulment of the ego, I will be able to give strength to my friends, and that together we can connect and to the Creator.
Gracias, amigas. Sí, algo.
Thanks, friends. Thank you. Yes, this is very complex for us. But in the times that we're in our time, the woman wants to be seen, to come out. This is possible, that we will have a lot of friends that will support us, that we are continuing in this path together. We can achieve this. We have the men as well. They will ask for us. And they will advance and succeed. And the Creator wants us to do this role, this job. So we will do it. We are strong. As just as my friend said, we're strong. This is very important for us, the connection and the prayer. It is very important for us to ask for one another and everyone for everyone, that this work will come out of our thought and mind outside to the practice.
Yeah,
next friend.
I was thinking that, you know, like Rob was saying, I can hear myself. Rob was saying that stormy water, and it keeps kind of like playing in my head, you know, like again and again. And I'm thinking that this is our responsibility. This is what we can create. We can create this ground, this focus. It's like, before a woman give birth, you know, like we always, you know, support her and talk to her and we'll, you know, like help her come. And this is what we can do for one another. I think if we treat the world as our home, then we will treat each other as the main force of support. And we'll have to unite. We'll have to ask for each other.
Yeah, we ask for one another, and we're and we are. Can you hear me, or are you here both? Yeah, okay. We are becoming this, you know, this force that is really serving the world, that is uniting for the sake of the world, that is finding and exploring the whole world between ourselves. And we are finding strength between us so that we can do that and we can fulfill that mission, because on our own we're not able to. We need to support each other every step of the way.
That is exactly what I wanted to say, that we're learning from each other. We are so different. It's such a beauty. Like, I'm looking at the screen and I know, you know, a lot of women, which is such a pleasure. And we can't even compare each other, but that's such an incredible joy that brings to me, that I can learn enormous things from each of you and draw this inspiration and give back to you what I can, like fit where I need to fit, and, you know, just ignite us all together.
Yeah, I think just realizing that there's thousands and thousands of us all over the world, and all we have to do is take this deficiency that Rob spoke about and just combine it into one big deficiency and pass it on to the men. That's all we have to do.
Yes, and we're really, while doing that, we are moving forward to bring it to the world, because this is our real work, our real role. We here for the world, and we need to do it for the world. So we are connecting, we are helping each other, we are inspiring each other for the world only.
Yes, the world needs us now, and the next generation needs us now. because we are the only ones that can give them the message, that can give them their role in the world. And when we come together and we form this one giant prayer to the Creator, He will hear it and He will answer it. And we will start to see what unity can bring to the world.
And it's really interesting because Ilana was talking about our real role, and that bit about, you know, sort of waiting for the men to do their job. You know, if we have all of this this fire that we're building between us, and it's just burning right under the surface, just bubbling over the everyone feels it up to here. They can't even hold it. It's just this pot that's about to just explode and bubble over. Then everyone will do their job.
Okay, banot.
We're on. Okay, friends. After such a warm workshop, let's put our question marks. I'm looking at you. I want to see who's ready to share. And we will share our hearts. That every 10 will share, will give the warmth of their heart. This very special thing that you've tabled after hearing of. So, Netanya. Good afternoon, everyone. We really feel that now we're entering a new stage in regard of the dissemination. And from our conversation, we find some difficulty. We're used to that when we were saying that we're disseminating together, then we go out together on the streets and we give out newspapers. We do circles together, conversation circles together. But this type of togetherness was taken from us. And there is a new state now in which we need to work separately. And yet, this separate work needs to be added to the 10. This is a new situation. And there are friends in our 10 that find it difficult because they feel that they are not doing enough. Because they're not using their bodies, only through the web. So they feel this is too little. So we will be happy to hear from other groups' suggestions about this, L'chaim. Let's see if there are more question marks. Please don't be shy. We are one big family, one group. Let's hear more friends. If there's nothing in the meanwhile, let's listen to our focus group, New York 5. And focus group, let's start from them and then put on your question marks.
Buenos días. Buenos días a todas las amigas. Estamos muy contentos.
Dear friends, hello. Hello, everyone. All friends. We are very happy that we can share with you and be with you together in this moment. We are grateful to love for what He teaches us. And regarding the video we watched, we can say that we are convinced that every one of us with her special qualities, we will do work together for our common goal and we will become one. we are all together with this goal, with this program. So it's clear to us this thing. This way we will together reach. Everyone will put in her effort from her special qualities, make her own effort. So, and we will keep loving each other and with our enthusiasm walk towards the goal together. Next friend.
Hola, ¿me escuchan? ¿Me escuchan? Bien. Pues aquí
hello, can you hear me?
Sobre el tema de
okay.
Desarrollar esa segunda naturaleza.
So, here we spoke about developing our second nature.
Entonces, desarrollemos más.
Because we know that we look at things in an egoistic way. So let's develop the game of compliments. This will help us to love each other, love the friends. In practice, we are one. Truly, we are one, but we were separated. Also, annulment. How do we start the workshop with annulment? And how do we end the workshop with annulment? How do we treat the friends from the ten like loved people, loved ones? And pass this on, move this forward. Thank you.
Oggi il creatore ci ha fatto un grande regalo perché siamo state nel focus group. Ma la
today the creator gave us a great gift.
Eravamo emozionate, eravamo
he gave us a preparation of the focus group. We were focus group in the preparation. We felt very happy to feel this love going all over the world, to feel this love for the friend. It is very special, this gathering, because we give contentment to the Creator.
Hola, buenos días a todas, amigas. Espero que me escuchen bien.
Hello to all our friends. I hope you hear me well. In our 10, we spoke about Rav's advice in the video. And he addresses us, treated us. We reached a conclusion that it's necessary to hear the lesson, no matter in what time, in the morning, afternoon, while doing other things, housework. It's important to hear what he said in the morning lesson. And prayer, to get together and pray to the Creator that He will give us power to find our role as women in this great group, in this great society of Bnei Baruch, and to disseminate. We can disseminate together or each other or separately. We can share love texts or videos and share it with the world. This will bring us to connection between us. And what, as Rav said, this the anchor that Rav said, the men they lead the sheep. The men they lead the ship. So the men they have to feel this deficiency. And then we will rise very high in our connection. Hugs and kisses to everyone.
Добрый вечер, дорогие подруги. Мы в десятке говорили о том, что Как Раф сказал, женщины могут объединиться ради великой цели.
И мы считаем, Good evening, great friend. Великой.
Вот это рождение нового интегрального мира, чтобы мы вот объединились так, чтобы стали вот такой единой матерью, единой маткой, из которой вот выйдет вот этот великий, этот новый интегральный мир. И мы, и это как раз место нашего распространения, чтобы вот так объединиться, чтобы создать вот такой процесс. Спасибо.
I feel like we all kind of spoke from the place of all the different actions that we do as women together and individually, you know, working on dissemination and work in the 10 and how we support each other and how we keep ourselves strong on the path and being clear on the materials and knowing what work we have to do and supporting each other and getting dissemination work done. And all these things kind of culminate together to create that space that is that place that we are to learn to connect, and that this is where our, you know, work will come from and where it goes and what fuels it, and that we have to definitely push forward and but keep that support place, the place of support open.
Hola, buenos días. Nosotras en nuestra decena hablamos sobre la importancia
y el deseo de la conexión. In our 10, we spoke about the importance and the will to connect. Just all we need is to want to have the desire to connect. This will happen between us in the 10 and with everyone in the group. From the difference between us, and we can contribute to the work in dissemination. And to see the friends as great friends and to see their efforts that they do daily. Thank you.
Здравствуйте, дорогие подруги. Мы в нашей десятке говорили о том, что Творец через нашего дорогого Рава напомнил нам о том, что мы женщины, и нам дан хисарон не просто как желание, а действительно недостаток, от которого мы испытываем зачастую очень боль.
There's no translation to Hebrew, so in a few minutes we will translate English.
Учителю за такие напоминания, что у нас есть прекрасные подруги, которые всегда могут просить друг за друга, говорить о том, что Творец между нами, мы одно, и Он один. И мы, как женщины, обязательно должны объединиться, почувствовать необходимость в друг друге. И главное, помнить то, что у нас действительно получится. Мужчины каждый день присутствуют на уроках, притягивают этот свет, поддерживают нас и обязательно наполнят это желание и сделают этот мир новым, тот мир, который мы родим. Спасибо большое, родные.
¿Sumerimos usted? Shigati le Bnei Baruch, Aita
Mish. When I came to Bnei Baruch, when I got here, there was a woman that told me that we're in a battle, like the battle that was on Stalingrad. We're in a battle, we're in war. we're in war on this world. Everyone has to find all her strength, to get to gather all her power and to move the world into love. We know how to fight when it's about our children and when it's about our family. Now it's about our world, and we must be cruel about this and do anything that has to be done. Even if we have to press like for different people in different places in the world, no matter what, we will do everything. This is the world that we have to move on to love and bestow. There's no one else, only us. So let's get our strength together. You are great, you are special, and you can do it. You will move the world onwards to bestow.
Hola, queridas amigas. Quiero dar las gracias al Creador que me dio la oportunidad de reunirme con las amigas de
Hello, friends. I want to thank the Creator for giving me the opportunity to be together with the friends from Chile. I'm from Israel. And I have an opportunity to hear
en la decena para que podamos salir afuera y difundir la
to work in the ten so we can go outside and disseminate the wisdom of Kabbalah. Thank you.
Josh.
Rav said that if women aren't connecting, then the world is doomed. And therefore, our prayer to the Creator all day, that He will connect the ten, our friends, to draw the light. This is very important to do all day. To think and to ask from the Creator, because the force that will connect us is the Creator. No one else can. To reach the quality of bestowal, only the Creator can do. So we must demand from the Creator. Thank you.
Shalom.
Hello. We talked about the importance of the connection in the ten, despite the fact that it can be very difficult to demand it anyway, and about the importance of dissemination. I remember the first group that spoke, they asked for ideas. So we were thinking maybe if it's difficult when we're not disseminating physically together, maybe we can think of a national project or global project. Then we get a sense of importance. When groups are working for dissemination nationally or globally, then the feeling is that you're doing something great. You're not just sitting in front of the computer. You're writing. There are friends that write content into different people, places. So it gives a feeling that we're doing something. Thank you. We talked about it, that there are two things that around them women are connected. One thing is supporting the men. And when the light will connect them, then we will all enjoy. The second thing is dissemination. We need to disseminate as much as possible, like the Kabbalists say. And we need to give birth to the next level. And if we strengthen each other and connect around these two great goals, then there's no question that the light will be revealed in us and outside all over the world. Because who prays for his friend, he wins first.
ענת,
שומעים?
כן.
אוקיי.
אז לחיים לכל החברות הענקיות שמתחברות.
לחיים to all the great friends that are connected here, and that is very important for them to make this connection that Rav is asking us to do. This format that we begin with Yeshivat Chavarot, gathering of friends, and then we have a lesson, it's genius. In our workshop, we talked about the great, how excited we are to be together and how excited we are to disseminate together. The Creator wants to give us more place to work on, and we have things to do on Facebook, and we see how he plays with us and how we make efforts, and we need to do more and more. So we want to ask the Creator, as one woman, the Creator, that let us give us power and let us to do more dissemination. More and more dissemination.
בנות, זה כזה תענוג לשמוע אתכם. אנחנו יכולות פשוט להישאר ולשמוע עוד ועוד.
We can sit here and listen to you all day. Listen to you all day. Our lesson is about to end. We will continue this discussion and with the warmth of our heart and how we put everything you've said into each and every one of us hearts. And we will go on. Now we will hear the update from our Norma, our info. She will tell us how many women participate, how many in Galaxy, how many in Sviva Tova. Thank you, Judith and friends. Before we speak about the numbers, which are surprising, we wanted to tell you and to be thankful for this special lesson. Thank you, friends, for this connection. This time it's felt how important it is to be together, how important it is to be above our differences. In everything, that there is no distance, no more distance. In the coming days, in the next days, we will send a link that Rav will answer women's questions once a week. Like you see, we began today. We would like to find out what day it is best for you. If it's best for you on Friday lesson or Saturday lesson, and about the numbers that Judith began to tell us about. So we have 765 women connected in the galaxy, 87 groups, and 1,066 friends in Sviva Tova. Lechaim, everyone. It is a great connection between us. Thank you for this. And now, song.
בלעדיה לא היו ילדים, היא ממשיכה את החיים, לקטנים ולגדולים, מניעה את הגלגלים. היא הרוח של השירים, המפלסית של הגברים, המנגינה לכל הצלילים, המפתח לכל השערים. בזכות נשים צדקניות נגאלו ישראל ממצרים, בזכות נשים מייחלות לאהבה בין כל הנשמות. בזכות נשים צדקניות נגאלו ישראל ממצרים, חיים חדשים, היא מעוררת כדי להקשיב. איך נצא מהצרה אם לא נשמע בקול שרה? אין גחל בלי להבה, אין אדם בלי חווה, אין צמח בלי אדמה, אין שמיים בלי אהבה. בזכות נשים צדקניות נגאלו ישראל ממצרים, בזכות נשים מייחלות לאהבה בכל הנשמות.